The deadline for New York City high school applications is less than 2 weeks away. There are hundreds of high schools to choose from and lots of opinions about how to rank them. That means students have to do their research. WNYC's Yasmin Khan reports that for many eighth graders, the process is time-consuming and nerve-wracking.
Applying to high school in New York City comes with the blessing and burden of choice.
It's way better than going to like a zone school, but it's also a lot harder. It's like applying for colleges.
This is Kashanti Keys, now a ninth grader at InTech Academy in the Bronx. So she's been through the application process, but she's looking to make a switch for 10th grade. There are more than 450 high schools in this city, and there are a lot of things to consider when trying to find one that would be a good fit. For Raquan Bannister, an eighth grader at Middle School 22 in the Bronx, there's the issue of distance.
I don't want to be too close to my house because then I know that my mother is going to be, she could just go. Yeah, she's going to be there every day.
Raquan wants independence. Other families want to keep the commute short. Students can also apply to high schools that focus on their interests. Faith Morrison, who goes to Peace Academy in Brooklyn, is looking for schools with an emphasis on science and math.
No Explorations, I don't know the full name, that's in Manhattan.
But she's not putting all of her eggs in one academic basket.
For backups, if science and math doesn't work, we perform at all schools as well. For dance, and I put a school names. What's the name of that school? The class, Academy for Classics, Thinkers, Writers, and Performers.
It's called the School for Classics, an Academy of Thinkers, Writers, and Performers. There are disproportionately long names for some of New York City's high schools, a minor frustration that Faith is trying to work around.
I write neat, but then I write big, and they give you like this little space to put a school that got like nine letter words for one name.
I spoke to Faith, Raquan, and other eighth graders at their after-school program in Manhattan through the organization Public Color. It's helping students navigate the application process because it's not a simple one. Students have to devote a lot of time sifting through the high school directory or online resources to shop around for schools. Every eighth grader must submit an application, and every school has its own admissions criteria. It's a big undertaking, not just for students, but their parents and school counselors.
Right here, this is how we give out to all our eighth graders.
Erin Hill is a school counselor at the Computer School on the Upper West Side. In her counseling office, she shows me the form that she has all eighth graders fill out at the beginning of the year so she can get a sense of where students are at with their search.
How many schools have you toured? Who is helping you in this process? And I wanted to know at least 5 schools that they have.
She says it's at least a starting place for the conversations she's having with students now that sound like this.
Well, you need to go and picture yourself there. You have to picture yourself in the hallway, scanning around, doing 4 hours of homework or whatever it is. You know, let's talk about that.
Students can put up to 12 high schools on their application, ranked in order of preference. Then the city uses a complex system to match students in schools, like the one used nationally to match medical students to residency programs. Hill says selecting schools is one task. Ranking them can be agonizing.
They're asking me all the time, well, should I put this one first? Should I put this one first? I don't know what to put first. And da, da, da. Knowing that they're only going to be accepted to one school. And, you know, well, what's the trick? I'm like, there's no tricks and there's no guarantee. It's hard.
There is no guarantee. Last year, the vast majority of students did match to at least one of their high school choices. A little less than half of eighth graders got their top choice, but about 10% didn't get a match at all. Those students then applied in a second round in the spring. It's not a perfect system, but it's become a fact of public school life in New York City. And some students, like Faith Morrison, can't imagine it another way.
I honestly don't know how, like in suburbs, like how everybody just go to one big school.
Not like in New York City, where students have to make decisions. They turn in their applications by December 2nd, and they'll get their admissions letters in March. For WNYC, I'm Yasmin Khan.